Welcome to the Homeschool Sanity Show, your weekly prescription for happier, healthier homeschool living. I'm your host, Dr. Melanie Wilson, Christian psychologist turned homeschooling mom of six.
Hey, homeschoolers, we're nearing the end of the homeschool year, and I felt like it was falling flat. We definitely weren't ending our year on a high note, and I wanted to change that. I want to share with you my ideas for how to make that happen. But first, I want to mention the Reading for Treasure map. This map is part of the Grammar Galaxy curriculum and makes reading motivating. I realized it would make a great summer reading program. You can download your free copy at grammargalaxybooks.com/treasure. Share pictures of your kids reading books related to stops on the treasure map, or just the books themselves, with the hashtag readingmap on Instagram. You can also tag me at PsychoWith6 if you'd like. At the end of the summer, I'll randomly award a prize package to one of the entrants. Today's teaching tip is Rachel Bartlow's Learn American Sign Language in 31 Days. We used these free videos in our co-op and we loved them. Rochelle is a sweetheart and an amazing teacher. What a fun study for you to take on with the kids this summer. Check it out at rochellebarlow.com. The Organized Homeschool Challenge of the Week is the Organized Vacation Challenge. Vacations should be fun and relaxing, but after planning and packing for them, stressful. First, discuss plans with your spouse. What is your idea of a good vacation? Whether you're planning a trip for the family, just the two of you, or individual trips. Share your ideal and then pray about how these fit with your budget, schedule, and commitments. The earlier you plan, the more likely you can save money and avoid disappointments. Number two, discuss activities with kids. My husband loves to tell about the time his parents took all six of them on vacation to Colorado, only for them to beg to go home to the lake they loved. Kids' vacation preferences may surprise you. As well as discussing vacation destinations you can afford, be sure to ask the kids about the activities they are most interested in. If you're going somewhere that has a website explaining options, check them out together. Need to do a staycation this year? Check the show notes for 50 ideas. Step number three, create packing lists. Packing lists have made vacationing with six children so much more manageable for me. I use a simple Word document with a title for each child and a list underneath that I copied and pasted. I have had to update the list every year to remove things like water wings and diapers and add things like phone chargers, but the main work is done. The best part of my packing lists, I have different lists for weekend and week-long trips that I store on Dropbox, is the kids use them to pack for themselves. They love doing it, actually. Depending on the age of the child, I will check to see what they've packed, but it takes very little of my time. Step number four, purchase needed supplies. Mentally walk through your whole vacation. See yourself getting into the car and remembering that Sam has motion sickness and will need Bonine, my favorite, before you leave. Do you have any? If not, put it on your list. A fun way to determine what you need is to ask the kids to help you make a list. As my children get older, I find I need more luggage. Buy anything you need that isn't perishable now. It's one less thing you'll have to worry about when you're getting ready to go. I also love having separate travel toiletries stored in hanging bags. Happy organizing for your vacation. Now, if you're nearing the end of your year, you may be feeling like you're fizzling out instead of feeling all fired up. I know that's what was happening in our school. I was ready to be done for sure, but I wanted to feel good about what we've accomplished. Remember my recent podcast on being disappointed in your homeschool year? I also wanted to teach the kids by example how to persevere to the end. I chatted with friends from homeschoolscopes.tv, and this is what I decided. Number one, decide on a finishing line. What if you're not where you plan to be at this point with school? I think you have a couple of options that can help you end your year well. First, you can decide to challenge yourselves and finish anyway. I've shared with you before how I created an end-of-the-year checklist for each of my kids, and their motivation soared. They were determined to finish in time and so completed tons of math and reading in record time. With subjects we were behind on as a family, the kids agreed to do double and even triple lessons so we could finish. I love the lesson within the lesson. Don't give up, but give your work even more attention. But there are kids and subjects for which the nose to the grindstone approach isn't appropriate. In that case, decide on a challenging but not impossible goal. Make a new lesson plan for your child for the end of the year, or choose a good stopping point. I did this with our Bible curriculum this year and decided to finish with one book without starting another. I also created a new lesson plan for one of my kids. The point is to choose a finish line you can cross. Step number two, do something different. One of the reasons our studies start to fall apart this time of year is from a desire for something new. We want to get outside, be done with a book, or learn something completely different. So while you are challenging yourself to cross your finish line, mix things up. We like to take our studies outside this time of year, and even to a new room in the house. This is a great time of year to add in more field trips, nature studies, and PE. Even traditional schools understand spring fever and do more of these things this time of year. It may also be a good time to start a short unit study. I added a unit study on disaster preparedness that I hadn't planned on doing for our co-op, and I really enjoyed teaching it. I was ready to learn something new, too. Step number three, plan a celebration. We always had some kind of water fight at the end of the year when I was a kid in school. On our last day of co-op, the kids had a water balloon fight and loved it. They ordered more balloons to have another fight later. The other end-of-the-year tradition I remember was some kind of outdoor competitive games. We do that as homeschoolers, too. In fact, we like it so much that we go to two events where the kids can compete and hang out with friends. At the suggestion of a friend on Periscope, I planned an educational competition as well. I created a Jeopardy game using questions from many of the topics we've studied in co-op this year. Our co-op friends went out to eat together, which was also a nice treat. My favorite way, by far, to celebrate the end of the homeschool year, however, is to go on vacation. This year, we are going with a large group of homeschool friends. Our homeschool year will definitely end on a high note. Speaking of vacations, Homeschool Sanity will be on vacation until June 7th. This week's action steps are to download your free reading map at grammargalaxybooks.com/treasure, sign up for your free American Sign Language course at rochellebarlow.com, and end your year on a high note by deciding on a finish line, doing something different, and planning a celebration. Find the links to this week's episode at homeschoolsanity.com/year-end. Have a happy homeschool week. Thank you for joining me for the Homeschool Sanity Show. This has been a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.